John McCord at day two of the Virginia Film Festival here in lovely downtown Charlottesville. I'm sitting across from Mitch Levine. Mitch Levine is a director here as a director of a short film called In Confidence, which screens 2:30 on Saturday. It's a short film that screens before the feature film Karate Tango. But Mitch, your involvement in the film industry and in festivals is longer and deeper than that. But we'll get to that. Let's talk about In Confidence first. You say this was the first film, short film, that you had directed in 15 years.
It is. So I'm a director of both stage and screen, and I'm a directing member of the Actors Studio, which mm-hmm. is kind of a world-renowned institution for the development of actors, directors, and playwrights. It's currently run by Al Pacino and Harvey Keitel and Ellen Burstyn. And one of the newer plays that was presented there was a play called Pros and Cons, and I saw a reading of it, and I was so really taken by it. I was so struck by the film and so inspired. I literally ran to the playwright and the star of the play and said, I have to make this a film. And they were like, really? This just doesn't seem like cinema to us. And I was like, please trust me. It is. It very much is. And as I was watching the reading of this play, I saw literally every beat of the film to come. And if you trust me to bring it to life on screen, I promise you it will be a positive experience for you.
Well, the film we're talking about is In Confidence. Again, screens 2:30 tomorrow, Saturday, at Regal One, before the screening of Karate Tango. So since it's only 10 minutes.
It's only 10 minutes.
So without spoiling the whole thing, tell us briefly what the play Pros and Cons that became the film In Confidence is about.
It does. And it's called In Confidence because it's about a conversation that the star of the film is having with us mm-hmm. in confidence. She has found herself in an unusual circumstance, makes a fairly provocative choice, and then the film is really about the consequences of that choice. The whole film is a single actress playing one character, and she speaks directly to camera the entire film, which is very unusual, and it intercuts between her conscious and her subconscious lives. So it's a rather remarkable journey of consequence and consonance and confidence.
So when you say intercut, so she's speaking to the camera the whole time, but we cut away?
We continue to hear her speak, but right. we actually witness kind of her emotional response to what she's saying and what she's describing simultaneously. So we get a sense of kind of what her soul is dealing with at the same time she's telling us the tale.
So you said you saw it originally as a play. You approached the playwright. What part did the playwright have in developing it for the screen?
She became both an associate producer of the film and she wrote the screenplay.
Okay. And had she written screenplays before?
She had, yeah. She'd written quite a few and many plays. She's a rather extraordinary writer, both
who,
of stage
who are we talking
and screen.
About?
Her name is Deborah Pearl.
Thank you.
She's also a fairly renowned jazz singer, so she's pretty great.
It's a trifecta.
It was a trifecta.
And the actor who's
her name is Bige Barquette. She was in films like The Fabulous Baker Boys. She's mostly known as a stage actress.
Mm-hmm.
She should be known as a film actress. And I think anyone who has the opportunity to see this film will see why. The range of her work in it is stunning.
The film we're talking about again is In Confidence. It screens Saturday, 2:30, at Regal One before the feature, Karate Tango. So tell us a bit more about your background, because you've been doing directing, you've been doing festival work, you've helped plan, organize other festivals in the past. Give us an overview.
Well, I was born in a log cabin in the woods. And, oh, no, that wasn't me. I was born in Greenwich Village in New York City. So I've had an unusual career. I spent the early part of my career following school as a diplomat. I was a special representative at the United Nations doing arms control policy, specializing in weapons of mass destruction. So I like to joke that prepared me well for Hollywood.
I can see where it would.
Indeed. And then I had a fellowship at the Juilliard School in New York and a later one at the American Film Institute in Los Angeles. And I'm a film and stage director. I direct theater and opera and dance. And in the film space, I direct both fiction and documentary film. My first documentary feature was a film about the world food crisis that was shot in India and Indonesia called Hungry is the Tiger. And I've done a lot of other film work both spaces. And I have a dance documentary currently in post-production called Morphing Gravity about the creation of an aerial dance.
Hmm.
One of the other parts of my life is that I run a company called the Film Festival Group. And we are creators of, producers of, operators of, programmers of, and consultants to film festivals and those entities that organize them around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I used to run one of the largest film festivals in North America, the Palm Springs International Film Festival. I produce a festival in New York called First Time Fest, which is dedicated to first-time filmmaking, both the first films of very established directors, everyone from Martin Scorsese and Sofia Coppola and Darren Aronofsky and many, many others who are part of our experience. And then they go on to mentor our first-time filmmakers from around the world. And I work with filmmakers and film festivals around the planet. And then I lecture a lot, and I used to be the host and the producer of the American Film Institute's Great Filmmakers Series.
Mm-hmm.
And here I'll also be
here at
the Virginia Film Festival, moderating a conversation with Barry Levinson following his screening of his new film, The Humbling, which stars Al Pacino.
Yeah.
It's based on a novel by Philip Roth. And I will be hosting a 25th anniversary tribute to Dead Poets Society on Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be those are huge events. Have you worked with Barry Levinson before?
I have not. I've met him before. Mm-hmm. I've had dinner with him before, but we've never worked together.
No, well, this will be nice.
Yeah, very excited about it.
All right, I'm talking to Mitch Levine here as specifically as director of Incompetence. Which screens again 2:30 on Saturday, tomorrow at the Regal One, before the feature film Karate Tango. But you've got your hands in a lot of things here and a lot of festivals and here that you and Jody Kilbasa, our director, go way back.
We do. I used to produce the annual filmmaker tribute at the last festival he led, the Sarasota mm-hmm. Film Festival. So we did wonderful tributes to everyone from Norman Jewison and Robert Altman and Bill Macy and lots of others. It was a terrific festival, and Jody did a magnificent job down there in Florida.
Continuing to do it here. Well, we appreciate you coming down to the Virginia Film Festival.
I'm honored.
I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time, and we look forward to seeing you around the festival.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mitch, thank you.
Cheers.